For too long, politicians have tried, oh, have they tried, to centralize authority among the hands of a small few in our nation's capital. I see them all the time. Bureaucrats think they can run over your lives, overrule your values, meddle in your faith, and tell you how to live, what to say, and where to pray. But we know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
This is Rigged Against You. I'm Terry Sacca. Trump's town hall meeting with CNN exposes the New World Order. But why this is going to be important, and I'm not talking about, you know, Operation Mockingbird from the CIA taking over the media. What I'm referencing is we're gearing up for 2024. And what's important is to understand that Biden getting back in is going, you want to see who's really in charge. Now, we talk about who's really running the White House. Well, who is really running America? And we're going to get into it today. But before I do, let me just caveat, as we start, you may think it's referencing one thing, but wait until the end of this program. You're going to understand very clearly this is a deeper and more power elite than you can ever imagine. And it's vital to get to understand because we, the people, have one last chance to get in and really get this country back on the right track. But we need to know who's running the show. So let's get into this. I'm going to start off with, I want to get in with Hillary Clinton. Now, we know Hillary Clinton was supposed to be on the agenda to win the election in 2016. She was not supposed to lose that. It was supposed to be rigged in her favor, but the American people said otherwise. But get in and look what Hillary says here, and then I'm going to explain a little bit why that's important.
A moment when those things that make us who we are as a nation, our openness and innovation, our determination and devotion to core values, have never been more needed. This is a moment that must be seized through hard work and bold decisions to lay the foundations for lasting American leadership for decades to come. But now, this is no argument for America to go it alone. Far from it. The world looks to us because America has the reach and resolve to mobilize the shared effort needed to solve problems on a global scale, in defense of our own interests, but also as a force for progress. In this, we have no rival.
Now, if you notice, Hillary, in the backdrop of her speech, it's the Council of Foreign Relations. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But she speaks about how America will lead and how we have no rivals. Now, this is the arrogance that the power elite in America had just a handful of years ago. But I contend right now that not only have we failed, now the debate becomes, are we failing because we are really stupid or just really screw up because we've got these communists and these left wingers running the show? Or is it on purpose? And I hear a lot of people saying they're doing this on purpose. And I would have to agree that it can go either way. I'm not exactly sure yet, but she and the establishment really did believe that we had no rivals. And so when Russia invaded Ukraine, they thought they could bankrupt Russia through the currency and it would all be over and it would end soon. And now you see that the West, England, the United States is heavily going to war with Russia to the point now England is even sending in long-range missiles. This is escalating pretty quick. But to say we have no rivals, we are no longer a unipolar world where the dollar is now dominant. You keep hearing the de-dollarization. You keep hearing how we are losing our reserve currency status, and the BRIC nations are the rival, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now being joined by our allies, Egypt, and others. So the BRICS are coming along, and they're going to be forming a currency backed by commodities and gold. And you want to talk about rival, not only to the point of being a rival, they literally have stolen the Saudis away from America to where they announced the end of the petrodollar. So I think the power elite in America have really miscalculated, or did they? Is this done on purpose? Because who's really running America? Do you think it is the actual president? Now, some presidents, I believe, are probably more in charge of this country than others through history. I think John F. Kennedy probably was definitely more in charge than people think. That's probably why he accidentally, or I hope I shouldn't say that word, how he kind of was taken out. But there is a power elite structure, and I do believe that a lot of it is coming from other sources, and I want to get into that a little bit more. And this one is going to be very interesting. Now, I know where you're thinking when you start to see this, but it's going to change, again, as I said, going to the end of the program, and it's going to wrap up in a really interesting way. So hang on to it. Now, this one is referencing President Obama, but watch what he says.
You know, now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine.
Right? Now, Obama is speaking about literally, now remember, Obama moved into a home just down from the White House. Now, it was because he didn't want to take his daughter away from school and so forth, but Valerie Jarrett moved in with Obama, and she is directly involved in advising Biden, as well as Susan Rice, which we're going to get to. But this is not where we're going here. It's not actually Obama. Well, actually, I'll say this. Obama is taking the orders, but Obama is definitely behind probably the Biden crew, because most of the people that are with Obama or with Biden are from Obama. And I contend that it is Obama. But this is not where we're going here. But I wanted you to see that, because this is how orchestrated our power elite in the government is, because she lives with him. And now you also have Susan Rice in the mix of this, who were clearly in the Obama administration, and she's a big player as well. But I want to keep going, because you're going to find out how all of this is very important and soon. Now, where we're going here is, you noticed with Hillary Clinton, and even Obama had numerous speeches where he came out of what he called the trilateral meeting. And Hillary Clinton was at the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, for many of us, we start hearing these words and we know where it goes, because this would be known as the New World Order, the global elite. But it gets deeper. Check this out. Now, the Trilateral Commission is an organization of private citizens that was founded in 1973, principally by the American banker David Rockefeller. Now, we all know in the know of our world who Rockefeller really is. It's not just the Rockefeller, but when you start throwing the handful of those families together, we know who runs the scene behind the scene, and many comments right down to the point, we don't care who's controlling the government as long as we have the money kind of concept. But David Rockefeller starts this trilateral commission. Now, the trilateral commission is a little deeper than you think. Now, they say it's just private citizens getting together how to orchestrate the things of the world, the dynamics, the geopolitics of the world. But you have power elites in this group. And I contend these are the Luciferians of Luciferians and the people really behind the scenes. But what really is the Trilateral Commission? And let me show you this image. Now, this is going to get on the verge of what some people will say conspiracy theory. But remember, conspiracy theory was just a term that was coined by the CIA to keep people off of the truth. And you'll find that a vast majority of conspiracies that have been going on over the, or theories, they say, the media likes to use that, that have been going on over the last few years, a vast majority of them actually were true. And so we have to dig deep and understand that the misinformation, disinformation actually are those who are claiming others. So they are the conspiracy theorists trying to keep we the people off the trail of truth. So here's an image of the Trilateral Commission. Before I show it, I just want to explain, and this gets in, you have to put your discernment hat on. This gets, you know, a little deep in spiritual discernment too, because this is how dark and insidious these power elite groups are. They're not just private citizens. It's a little deeper than that. These are control-grouped, one-world-order Luciferians, and they do not have our best interest in mind. So in the just the symbol, kind of logo symbol alone of the Trilateral Commission, you can see this all through society, by the way, but just in this particular symbol alone, this image kind of shows you how if you break it down, it's actually three sixes within the symbol itself, which just kind of personifies the Luciferian aspect of these people. But take a look at this image, and I'll explain it a little bit more while you're looking at it. Now, this is an image of the Trilateral Commission and just their logo. But on the right side there, I don't know if you're going to get the detail of it, but I wanted you to notice is in the Trilateral Commission, there are a handful of groups like the Club of Rome, but it's going to get a little deeper than this. But the one that really stands out in the Trilateral Commission is the World Economic Forum. Now, the World Economic Forum is led and head up by who? That's right. That absolute Nazi Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is the man behind "You're Going to Have Nothing and Like It." He's the one behind this New World Agenda, the one behind like the concept of the 15-minute cities, taking away our food supply, taking away our energy, allowing us to transport, putting in the digital ID, digital currency tracking system to enslave humanity. Yeah, Klaus Schwab, he is the World Economic Forum. So the Trilateral Commission is very much behind the World Economic Forum. They're kind of together. And remember, these are these private groups of power Luciferian elites. Now, who else is kind of part of that now, which really is not in kind of the matrix, but is the World Health Organization. Because I think either that has been always planned or they found this is the way they can do it. Because we all know that this was gain of function. We all know that this absolutely was a setup. When you, and I imagine many of you have seen that one interview that Stu Peters had with Dr. David Martin. Dr. David Martin is one serious cat. He is highly intelligent, highly skilled on the legal law. Every interview I see with David Martin, my ears perk up and it's just thank God for men like him. Dr. David Martin laid out not only through documents, but through legal precedents, how that the coronavirus itself has been genetically manipulated into biological warfare, how they knew that this was going to be coming and how this was a setup. It's incredible. And it's a simple interview too. If you hadn't seen it, scroll through and watch it. It was just probably a week or two ago, but there are many out there with Dr. David Martin. And Stu Peters did a great job of outlining the real intention. That's where the World Health Organization comes in. And the reason I bring that up is because they have the pandemic treaty coming up in 2024. And as the world signs on to this pandemic treaty, they keep saying, oh, no, no, no. But believe me, they are not people you can trust. The pandemic treaty is going to give the World Health Organization, aligned with the World Economic Forum and the Trilateral Commission group of people, private citizens, of course, right? The absolute say of how every nation is to respond to the next biological weapon release. I mean, the virus that may come out of nature kind of concept when it happens. And that, you know, will lead to some form of try anyway, good luck in America, forced vaccination into this type of biological warfare, gene editing therapy, mRNA, that actually has nanotechnology in it that has been proven. Even on Moderna's website, they talk about mRNA being software. They're admitting it. These power elite Luciferians are at a point where they are bluntly telling out the public, because I think they've already won. So keep that in mind. So when you got the World Health Organization in charge of all of these countries during the next unfortunate pandemic that may come around, considering it seems like half of them in this last 100 years have probably been manufactured by man, as Dr. David Martin lays out, they are orchestrating a final blow. I contend a final blow where another unfortunate virus will come into the universe here, and we will get locked down, smashed down, economies completely collapsed, where they must come in with a central solution known as the digital ID, digital currency world. I can just see it coming. Soon as the world signs on to that United Nations treaty, you're going to have the World Health Organization, a bunch of yahoos, the World Economic Forum with that Nazi Klaus Schwab, and you're going to have the others within the Trilateral Commission all of a sudden calling the shots of what you can and cannot do. Now, good luck in America. We still have Second Amendment rights. That's why they're so in a panic to take away our guns, like in Australia. The reason the Australians got railroaded so hard during the big sham of the COVID-19 was because they gave up their guns and couldn't resist the tyranny that the Australian government put upon them. And now it comes out that the people were actually correct and it was false. So I'm going to move on, because this next one lays out in the deeper fashion of what we are talking about, of who is really running the world and who really runs America. Because when I say behind Clinton was the Council of Foreign Relations, as Obama has come out with numerous speeches out of Trilateral Commission meetings, they're taking marching orders. And this is going to get a lot more interesting. Wait till you see some of the videos we have coming. But this image lays out the actual structure, and it's kind of laid out in a pentagram form, so you kind of get the concept of Luciferian. But take a look at this, and we'll explain about the power structure of the power elites behind the scenes. As you can see in this pentagram, or what we call the round table, the Council of Foreign Relations sits at the top. You have the Trilateral Commission to the left. You have the United Nations to the right. And then you have a few groups many have not heard of, as the Royal Institute of International Affairs. You have the Club of Rome down on the bottom, which is the Vatican. Don't kid yourself. And then over there on the right, the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group is the other organization of meetings with corporate heads. And that's where this gets interesting, because the Bilderberg Group takes the Trilateral Commission, as well as Council of Foreign Relations, and then morphs it into the corporate world. That's why you're seeing corporations align with this insidious, Luciferian, dark agenda. That's why we're seeing the queer nation being shoved down our throats through the corporate world. The corporate world are taking marching orders from these three power heads, and then the corporations are pushing the agenda for their own financial gain. And it's fascinating, because my wife's actual grandfather was just an immigrant, like a fruit picker immigrant. He's just a wonderful man. But he used to warn and talk about all the time how the corporations we're going to be taken over and dominating the world, but there's going to be the tyranny through the corporations. And you're talking 70 years ago, he was talking like this, but he was a very good biblical man. I sure wish I could have met him, but it's amazing how corporations are trying to frame our thoughts, our ideals, our dreams, our visions. Nothing more than like television, tell a vision. And then you go to a program for programming. Now you have the corporations. And when you realize who really owns the media, that's why Trump exposing the New World Order and just shredding the media on CNN the other night was brilliant, brilliant. Because we all know Project Mockingbird from the CIA when they infiltrated the media. Now corporate media is no doubt 99% left wing, as Tucker Carlson laid out. If you get too close to truth that they don't approve of, you're out. And so there is an orchestrated agenda of ideal, of vision to brainwash we the people into believing what these organizations will lead us to. That being enslaved, eating bugs, having nothing is going to be worth it. That this whole idea of killing off the farmland to save the planet. Do you think for a second they don't give a rip about the planet? They're using it as a control mechanism to get we the people enslaved. Now, haven't we fought for decades upon decades against the idea of slavery? And here we all are walking into the very definition of slavery through digital ID, digital currency. This is their goal. And then when they inject us with this gene editing, gene therapy, mRNA that Moderna on their own website calls software because it actually has software component material inside. This is going to give you the idea of where we're going here, not even to the point on some of the movies where you see people injected with something and then a frequency hits the switch and they all of a sudden become mind controlled. Believe me, there's plenty of scientists talking about how this graphene stuff that's in this clot shot does control the mind, can get in between your mind and your actions. And so this is probably the bigger idea of what the mark of the beast is going to be. But you get where you see on the round table where the United Nations, which I've always said, we've got to get rid of the United Nations, get rid of it. But I get it now because the idea of the United Nations are taking instructions from the Trilateral Commission and the Council of Foreign Relations group of Luciferians, and you're going to see why this is important in a second to we the people in America. This is where this is going. Now, who are these people? Now, Biden, I guess he's supposed to be in charge, right? And I never want to really say President Biden because we all know how rigged those elections were. And the reason I'm saying that is pure and simply laws were broken. You get people standing up like President Obama talking about how the rule of law is imperative, even for people like me, so I can't run for a third term. Rule of law, rule of law. Yet in the 2020 election, laws were absolutely broken in the states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona. Laws flat out broken. In Arizona, they accepted signatures. They made arbitrary decisions on who people, they think people voted for Pete's sake. Arizona is an embarrassment of an election, let alone these other states, but they broke the laws. That's the part that gets me. This is not like, oh, it's opinion, they did this, that. They broke laws, and what's weird is no one on the right side seems to be standing up, not many anyway, for the laws being broken. I think the pressure from the top of this pyramid is so heavy that if you get in the way, they will just take you out. As Schumer always said, seven ways that these CIA-type groups will take you out. And this Now, the question becomes, who's giving them the marching orders? You see? So I'm going to get in. This is the most, to me, foretelling clip of video and audio I've ever seen. When I saw it, I just blew a lid. And it took me an hour or two to actually find it again for this program. Now, this was meant probably to be a joke. But I contend it's a Freudian slip and actually is real, because the Council of Foreign Relations is ran by a gentleman named Haas. Haas is the president of the Council of Foreign Relations. But look at this video and look what President, look what Biden says. Take a look at this.
My name is Richard Haas, by the way. I work here at the Council on Foreign Relations.
And I work for Richard.
And we're...
You see, Haas is the president of the Council of Foreign Relations, the top of the round table. And here you have Biden saying, as Haas says, I work for the Council of Foreign Relations. Everyone laughed because they knew he was in charge. He's the president. And then here you have Biden going, and I work for you. Interesting Freudian slip, isn't it? Who's really running America? Now, why is this important? Is because Biden actually has a dozen or more of actual trilateral people within the administration. And this is important because this is who's running the policy. They're taking marching orders and they're orchestrating the events that we see right to the conflict of Russia. They keep telling us, we the people in the mainstream media, that here's the narrative, but it's all usually a lie. There's no doubt President Trump was right when he says fake news. And he's exposing the New World Order's agenda by lying to you and exposing the brainwashing that is being done to we the people. But this is important because these are individuals that are now in charge of the administration. And I'm not saying it's Biden, it's those around him. And let's start off with this one, which is Anthony Blinken, Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, which, by the way, we now know through documents that the Congress has exposed that Blinken was specifically involved in the fake narrative that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, when they knew darn well it was all accurate. And I'm almost convinced, not that he was high on crack and forgot, I actually think Hunter probably did it on purpose, because he probably hates his father to some extent. That's why he's so messed up on drugs and his lifestyle and wanted to really expose something, but maybe not. Maybe he was just an idiot on drugs, which pretty much seems to be true with all of the evidence, photos, and videos that came out of that laptop. But Blinken was directly involved interfering in the 2020 election, and as we see, elections have consequences. But take a look at this and how Biden is talking about Blinken and, oh yeah, Council of Foreign Relations behind him. Take a look at this video.
And I'd like to acknowledge Tony Blinken and his family is here today, part of his family.
Now, Blinken was part of the CFR, and it gets a little deeper than that. We're getting into the concept of even interning there. Klaus Schwab is even on record saying how they groomed these leaders, that they've groomed the people within parliament.
Names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. But what we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception.
These have been groomed little boys into the Council of Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission world, the power elite control one world order world. They were groomed to tear down their nations to get ready from the one world order. And so these guys are on record saying it to help us understand. So now Blinken is our Secretary of State right now. obviously completely ruining everything, blew the whole Afghanistan deal, blew our relations in the Middle East. So much was said about Biden, how he was so great about foreign policy, and he's completely blown up every foreign policy great thing we had going, right down to our relationship with Saudi Arabia and the petrodollar deal. Because I contend the idea and the whole premise is to destroy America, destroy the middle class, to where we are 80% slaves, 20% in the power elite structure, just like communist China. Now, here's a list of people in the administration currently that are all part of not only the Council of Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission, but a lot of them even have roots, like their parents, in communist, the communist kind of like league of people. So check it out. Susan Rice, domestic policy advisor. She was directly there with Obama the entire time. Susan Rice is now domestic policy advisor, directly involved with Biden himself. You have Mark Brzezinski, ambassador to Poland. Interesting, isn't it? Because it's Poland who seems to be the strong arm of the European community right now that is trying to push the Third World War with Russia. Interesting that the Trilateral Commission member Brzezinski is the ambassador of Poland, and Poland is the one not only taking on the weapons, but they're bringing all these weapons into Ukraine, and they're trying, I mean trying their darndest to get Russia to overreact. But believe me, no matter what happens, if it goes to Third World War or deeper, no, it was we in the West that did it all, period. Next is Nicholas Burns, the ambassador to China. I find interesting, and these are all Trilateral Commission members, mind you. I find interesting these ambassador to China because they know the conflict with China, the United States, and Taiwan is coming. So what are they going to do? Play out a fake conflict because China is actual communists and they like the idea of the communists. They like the idea of the social credit and the control of people through the cell phones, digital ID, digital world, right? Or is he there to try to combat against the Chinese aggression? Because I don't know just yet if the Chinese are completely on board. I personally think the Chinese would rather wipe the West out, take over the world, and dominate. So I don't see the Chinese be a seat at the table, but one thing the Chinese are good at is doing both sides of the fence. So I could see him do one, but then on the other side, do another. It's like they always say, keep your enemies closer, right? The next will be Ken Juster. He's the ambassador to India. Trilateral Commission member. Why is India important? They're the one of the central components of BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. India is the second largest populated country in the world. What's interesting about them is they've already rolled out a lot of the digital ID, where their people have to use digital ID to access their government payments and welfare. But what's also interesting about India is they're actually fighting back against the West. And so you have this Trilateral Commission member in there probably doing their darndest to influence India to keeping them focused because India already came out as Saudi Arabia de-dollarized and killed the petrodollar. India backed it up and said, yeah, the American dollar is really not important anymore. We're going to use our own currency. Now, mind you, this is huge because we've printed more currency, 40% of our float in the last handful of years than we ever have in all of American history. If we get de-dollarized to the pace we are at, we, the people, will have such extraordinary amount of inflation, hyperinflation, and complete destruction of our economy like you've never seen. That's why I would highly recommend making sure you have gold and silver. And before you just understand one thing, there is no such thing as free silver. So before you start pricing with these big companies, I would be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com. I'd be giving them a call And I would be looking into getting some gold and silver through them, or mainly silver, because you're going to need it for what's coming. Now, that's the control mechanism of trying to get the BRICS under control. Now, next you have Wendy Sherman. She's a Trilateral Commission in the administration as the Deputy Secretary of State under Blinken. So not only is the Secretary of State, but the Deputy Secretary of State taking the marching orders from the Trilateral Commission. And they're the ones running the foreign affairs of the United States. Now, remember, these are bureaucrats. They're not elected. And this is really, you see how much State Department pushes back against like Trump and the administration, because I really believe they think they're more in charge than not. But it's not really them. It's who's behind the curtain, right? Next, you have, this one's the doozy, Jake Sullivan. Now, Jake Sullivan is the National Security Advisor. National Security Advisor of the United States. He is directly involved with Obama down the street in the basement with the earpiece. Sullivan is a heavy-duty Trilateral Commission member. And take a look at this as here you got Haas, the president of the Council of Foreign Relations, as Biden said, he works for him, introducing Jake Sullivan as an intern of the Council of Foreign Relations. Take a look at this.
And our guest today is Jake Sullivan, the 28th Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, more commonly known as the National Security Advisor. You have his bio before you. I want to point out one lapse, one omission, that it left out the most important piece of his background, that for several months, over two decades ago, he was an intern at the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm not quite sure why that was scrubbed, but it'll probably come up in the Q&A part.
So Jake Sullivan literally grew up in the Trilateral Commission. Just like Klaus Schwab says, we groom them. He grew up there. He was an intern there. And then he was deeply involved with Obama. And we all know Obama is the main orchestrator of the destruction of all American value and morality to bring us to this point of chaos that we're seeing, and where we're going to become literally a third world banana republic. So then therefore they could step in and move in the one world order. Jake Sullivan is a big player. He has committed so many things of corrupt crime, and yet they all get away with it because they're in charge. Remember? Next is Lael Brainard, member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The dollar system, the new digital ID, digital currency, Trilateral Commission member there to help orchestrate where we go as a nation when it comes to the dollar, heavy influence. Then you have Eric Schmidt, Office of Science and Technology. Office of Science and Technology. For what reason is a Trilateral Commission interested there? Digital ID, digital currency, mark of the beast. And wait until you see the main player on this one. Next would be John Podesta. Now, we don't have to go too far when it comes to John Podesta. I'm not talking about Pizzagate or anything. I'm not talking about, he's what you call the Green New Deal czar. But this is the one where all those emails that were leaked from Hillary Clinton and the DNC, John Podesta is the one linked into, and this is where it gets, to me, spiritual. You know when you know. He's linked to Abramovich. And you want to do your homework, do that. Podesta Abramovich. Abramovich is a spirit-cooking Satanist, Luciferian, what you would call cannibal of the darkest rituals. And John Podesta is tied directly into Abramovich, and it's the clear, because the email not only show it, which were real, but they attended these spirit cooking dinners. This is how satanistically sick these people are at the top level. Not to count the fact that John Podesta's brother, who's still involved heavily, they got so cocky in the time there during Obama. He did a Variety or Vanity Fair interview where they showed his home to the point where all the paintings in her home, or his home, her home, that's funny, in his home, Podesta's home, were all deep, dark, pedophile, sick things against children. These were his paintings, mind you. And what was really crazy, showing Podesta going up his staircase, we had this bronze body arced over, hanging from the ceiling by wires without the head. That's actually the position that the last victim of Jeffrey Dahmer was in. And Jeffrey Dahmer was that serial killer who would eat people. And he had that statue in his entry thing in the hall. This is the type of people we're talking about here. The next you have, last but not least, this is where it got me, what got this whole thing into attention. AJ Benga. AJ Benga was just appointed by Biden to lead the World Bank. AJ Benga has led the technology and cultural transformation of MasterCard. He's designated to lead the U.S. into the New World Order digital ID and currency mark of the beast. Period. That's where it's going. If you don't get this, then you can't do that. If we allow them to go to digital currency without having free float, freedom of currency, you better believe if you don't do exactly what they tell you, similar to the Mark of the Beast concept, you won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to travel beyond your house because the money will be programmable and they'll just turn it off. And AJ Benga is going to be behind all of that because he is a cyber expert and former head of MasterCard and put into the World Bank specifically to get the power elite ready for this one world order transformation. All I'm going to say is, buckle up, folks. I personally am tired of being deceived. I'm tired of the lies, like we the people are stupid and we can't see. Especially for us in the kingdom, as the Bible says, as we pray and we get the word into us, and God is the lamp unto our feet, and we start to see the truth for what it is, because the truth will set you free. We, the people, must start acknowledging that we live in a system controlled by others that we did not elect. This is vital for our survival. And one thing I do know about the power elite around the world and all through history, they control through manipulation, brainwashing, and conditioning. Tell a vision through programming. If we, the masses, wake up, just like in the ancient day of the kings, if the people woke up and went against the king and said no, they can't do it. They won't get away from it. I would definitely spread this video around to your friends, share it with people. This is one that people need to get a grip on, because what can we do? Not only can we share the information, we can speak against the currency, speak against the control slave state mechanisms they're putting in place, and just say no, no more. I give a lot of credit to the Canadian truckers for doing that. But as you see, the Trilateral Commission baby doll Trudeau went in right into their bank accounts and took their money. And you think your money's safe? Well, you may want to think twice. So until next time, this is Rigged Against You. I'm Terry Sacca.